Way back in 1994, I was dreaming of getting into sports radio. I was an intern at 61 Country on Signal Hill in Kansas City, Missouri. I did pre- and post-game production work for Royals games. I loved it. But I also saw what it was like on the inside. There was enough for me to decide I wanted to be around a nicer group of workers and professionals. Here in 2022, 11 years, and with 750 episodes and 1,970 plus interviews into a show that I've created called Neon Jazz with musicians all over the globe, I'm reminded of why I made the right call. It's not the way I envisioned, but it's clear to me how and now. Covering the world of jazz music is the best gig. They are the brightest, most grounded, humble, and nice human beings on this planet. I guarantee it. Keep this in mind as I tell you this story. On May 2nd, 2022, after another dismal loss for the Kansas City Royals in St. Louis, losing 1-0 with their ace, Zach Greinke, on the mound. It was a rare afternoon game, and it extended a very ugly season the Royals have had this year. I get that. I love a winning team like anyone else, but I also realize that these are humans, athletes that are giving it their go, and things are likely to turn around. There's ups and downs. Per usual, during a losing streak like this, I tune into the post-game show, and the clouds are dark. It's ugly. The host of the show is named Josh Furnier. He's in a bad mood. The callers are spitting nails. Everyone is crying that the sky is falling. Sure, yeah, I get it. It's bad. Am I happy about the losing? Nah. Am I realistic? Sure. Mince with being an optimist. I was driving around with my 17-year-old son, Miles, who has special needs, and within the last year, thanks to the pandemic in particular, he has been getting into the sports radio more and more. It fatigues me, the world of non-athletes going on and on. Mostly it is negative, narcissistic, and childish banter. It is something only one can digest for so long. But there are some entertaining moments, yet mostly it's a mirror of societal ills with the same rhetoric recounted, complaints, ego, macho-driven theories, and all of the stereotypical like. But I keep at it for Miles, and I know one day he will wear thin of it. And I'm sure this story is why. So on this one losing day, I decided that it was time to call in with a bit of optimism to the show. It had been quite a few strange years on planet Earth, finally emerging from a very dark pandemic. I was talking about how good it was that there was baseball, that's all. And a tongue-in-cheek comment about new uniforms and dollar hot dog nights. Innocent enough. Nothing overly serious, but something to interject into that negative mix of radio rot going on that roared in melancholy for way too many minutes to count. And here I come. I called. And this is what I had to say.
Let's go to Joe in Lee Summit. Joe, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Bert, listen, man, if we're going to ask these players in the organization take a step back, I think we need to do the same. Man, we were looking at a strike this year. We're coming out of a pandemic. The dollar hot dogs are back. These cats are, I mean, they're professional baseball players, man. At some point, they're going to get it. I'm just grateful to play in. I'm grateful this town's got a new logo on their jersey. I'm just looking at this with a little bit of sunshine coming through the clouds, man. It happens all the time in sports, man. It's an up and down, back and forth. One way or another, these cats will figure it out. But I think we all need to take that pill of being grateful that we're actually listening to you on the radio and having baseball, because we were looking down the barrel of this not happening. So at the end of the day, man, one way or another, these cats will figure it out or they won't. But I'm looking at this thinking, man, I'm so happy that we're talking baseball and it's happening. So that's my thought, man.
Following that, the host, Josh Furnier, leaned into me hard. He was cold and spun zero context into what I said. No matter what I said, he was not going to have it. He was pissed, and my call only fanned the flames of his ire. I did regret calling in, but now that I heard they replayed my audio on 610, an afternoon show, with the guy by the name of Carrington Harrison, as a story within itself, I was relieved that I never followed that sports broadcasting lifestyle. As much as I deplored their ugly showboating of my simple show of optimism for our local baseball team, I saw it for the ugly and truth that it was. This is a clip of what Josh actually said to me, and Carrington chimed in, making his own elongating stabs.
Yeah, maybe if you made that call after the pandemic in 2020, I'd be with you, but a lockout in 2022, I think you're a plant. Are you bringing up dollar dogs? The hell do I care about dollar dogs or a new logo on a jersey? Give me wins. How about that?
That's how you guys want me to be towards the Royals and the Chiefs.
Well, you know what, guys? It's okay, man. We're just happy to have them. I mean, we've been through so much these last couple of years. I'm just happy to be able to turn on the... Well,
you can't really turn on the TV and watch the Royals, but you get what I'm trying to say.
I'm just so happy to be out here and go outside and, yes, baseball's back.
That kid was describing Olathe South baseball is how he was describing the Kansas City Royals. That just sold for $1 billion. Man, I'm just happy that they're back. It's dollar dogs. I mean, maybe they're good, maybe they're not. I'm just happy to be... What are you talking about? He was talking about them like they're Bishop Miege. What?
Again, it was all unnecessary. It was ugly. If I was saying something totally out of line, stupid or wrong, I get it. I was trying to be positive on a radio show that was reeking of negativity. And this was my rebuttal, a retort, if you will. Your sports radio hosts are mostly mean-spirited non-athletes that have a chip on their shoulders. It's true. It's a display every day. You have some solid moments and some good folks. I think Jay Binkley at 6'10 is one of the coolest people out there. I've never met him. But mostly you are simply an elevator full of pseudo-geniuses talking about a profession you have absolutely no idea about. And that's being a full-on professional athlete. In my simple optimistic call, defending athletes, the humans in uniforms, and us fans that have been through the pandemic, a looming possibility of a possible labor strike in 2022, we now have baseball, and I was ridiculed and mocked for celebrating that. Does that make any sense to any rational person out there? These sports radio hosts took delight in making light of my optimism, while my special needs son listened on in the car as we drove confused as to why grown men on the radio would take shot after shot at his dad trying to look at the bright side of things about something that is simply a game. I actually responded to the Royals host, Josh Vernier, via Twitter the night after the phone call. I was reluctant, but I did. I told him your show was ugly today, like your response to my call that was meant to spread a bit of good. Very sorry I called. It's not about agreeing with another person, it's respect. I called for my special needs son, and you gleefully mocked and offered bad radio. He missed my whole point in his apologyless response. He said you made no mention of your son. I can't help how you interpret a sports opinion. My thoughts on the Royals are not meant to disrespect you, Joe. And when I called in after the segment that Carrington drubbed me hoping to have a minute during a segment, a break, on guessing Royals attendance numbers, I didn't. But this is what he had to say to me when he realized it was me.
All right, Joe, go ahead, Joe. What do you have tonight's attendance at for the Royals?
I'm going to do 23,150. And just for context, I was the guy that you... play the recording on there about me being optimistic.
That was you?
All right,
that's Joe.
Me, man.
All right, I love your optimism, Joe. He put you on hold here. Joe was like, that was me yesterday. I was the one that said that foolishness. All right, my bad, Joe, my bad.
Following yet another audio segment of me and my call, it was the second of the day. It could have been more. I didn't listen all day. The host and producer howled in mock and laughter at my optimism. At that, I fired off a few texts telling them the damage they did to my son, who is a huge fan of their show and sports radio, and the response was absolutely no apology. I'm not really fishing for much here. It's just a story, and it's a sad one, and it's probably a warning to youth out there. I'm just glad that I chose to avoid a life in an industry that celebrates mean-spirited tactics, and then, in return, relishes in it. It's a part of sport, it's sports radio, an ego-driven world full of non-athletes ready to knife fight. I could easily be negative. I could easily call in and scream and bemoan the Royals like everyone else. But I took another viewpoint, and I will continue to, with an audience that appreciates it. A jazz community that proceeds with cool, wit, respect, calm, and truth. No petty games. So, be nice to each other out there. No Armatron rating or dollar bill is worth the mean and demoralizing banter. Period. Cheers, and until next time.